I'm a clicking.
Somehow that took me by surprise. I don't know how. With that huge lead in.
It came in like a wrecking ball.
I didn't want to start a war. I'm sorry.
Oh, man, I need more Miley in my life.
It's a true story.
I hate it was a sad day when I finally admitted that, no, she's really good.
Now, is she crazy? Oh, yeah, she's crazy. But, yeah, she's got some good songs.
Not in a bad way.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Sartak for the win.
To be a great musician, if anybody ever suggested that mental stability and sobriety were boons to these people, they lied to you.
My brain rebooted today at one point because I made some comment about Brooke Shields, and people in my office had never heard of her.
What?
And I was like, what now?
No, I mean, she's been out of limelight for quite a while, but...
Yeah, that's still a tough pill for me to swallow.
Yeah, I was like, come on
still
now.
Anytime she tweets or anything, like, she still makes the news. Like,
yeah.
She still does commercials.
Yeah, nope. I know how that's you feel when I...
Not really limelight.
And again, this was probably, I guess, 10 or 11 years ago at this point. But when I went back to college and I volunteered at the student radio station, I was listening to a song and the person who was training me on the board, and I said, is this Eddie Vedder? Solo work? And she said, who?
Oh,
I said,
no.
The lead singer of Pearl Jam. She said, who?
Oh.
I said, this is the worst day of my life musically and age-wise.
You're saying a person who worked at a radio station didn't know who Pearl Jam was.
I mean...
And you're fine.
Have you even a guess.
Have you heard that music from the 90s at all? Ever heard any song? Any song from the 90s?
It was Pearl Jam. There you go.
Like, oh my, that's like saying, Kurt Cobain, never heard of him.
Now, if you want to say that I never was into that music,
I didn't really
enjoy it, I'll argue with you, but, it's acceptable.
Sure.
But to have never heard of Pearl Jam.
Now, if you want to insist that his best work was on the, supergroup Temple of the Dog, now you've got something.
I don't know if it was his best work.
No. I love that album.
I do as well, but I wouldn't qualify it as best.
No. Just an entertaining side gig.
Rest in peace,
Chris
Cornell.
Did you guys see that the Nirvana Nevermind baby is suing them?
What a jerk.
Yeah.
He is not going to win that.
No.
Especially like
the fact that dude
has based his entire life out of being that guy. Like, he's a photographer and like reproduces that with himself as an adult and sells that to make money. He has the word Nevermind tattooed on his chest. Like, his entire adult income is based on the fact that he was that kid as a baby. And now, apparently, everyone doesn't care anymore, so now he has to sue them to try to get money.
He said, which hand aren't I supposed to bite?
Yeah.
Is it the one that feeds me? No, that doesn't make sense.
What a loser. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. All right, this is 306, right? We're ready to roll. Everyone, yes, gladly confirmed that. Okay, great.
Do it, Doug.
I have no idea. 306? What? Oh, episode. Gotcha. It's 307.
It's 307?
Yeah.
I don't have a 306 file then. Was I not on last week's show?
You're never on, dude. You're just like a drifter that wanders in front of an open mic.
Last week was 306. We recorded 306. I have all the files.
No kidding.
No kidding.
Did I just not save last week's script at all?
Sent. I'll never need that again. Delete.
Well, I have all the rest of them.
I was so confident in how that show went. Delete.
Well, poop balls. All right, let me rename this one to 307. And I guess later I'll try to find 306 in my email. All right, now I'm totally on board.
Okay.
So welcome to everyone who counts. It's for the 307th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm the only one. We got Ian. He's the Sneaky Beat 15. We got Ray. He's KF72. Hello.
Hello.
For once, Ian showed up this week, so we got three people. It's crazy.
I know. It's unbelievable.
Isn't this two in a row?
Yeah, he's due for another week vacation, though, so.
Any minute now.
It is any minute now. What is it, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of any minute now.
I'm assuming we're skipping that week because you're both going to be gone.
Yeah.
I would prefer. That would make my life 100% better.
Okay. Unless you want to, you know, find somebody to edit and do the show with you and then host it somewhere.
Nope. I want to do none of those things, which is, again, still why I've never done my solo show, which is a college show, because it's too much work for me.
It could be your dream realized.
Yeah, but, man, I don't like doing work. This is the week of 8/25 through 9/1 in the never-ending year of our COVID. Booster shots now available.
Why, Craig? Why am I stuck in this post-apocalyptic hellscape? I just want to eat at a restaurant. What?
I don't know what to tell you, dude. Like,
I can't cook any more food.
Oh, speaking of cooking food, since we regularly tangent, we did ahi tuna steaks tonight. Oh, man. It's so good. They're so easy. Anyway.
That's fine. That was a pretty dope story.
It turned out to be a very short story.
Yeah. It was to the point.
Right.
I lived it all of a sudden. That's how vivid it was for me.
Sam's Club had six ahi tuna steaks for $20. That's like three meals for the two of us. And froze a couple of them. Cooked a couple of them. Oh, amazing.
Good times. And your 5-day 4-star craze? Out of Titans. On the 20th, we had your ever-loving blue-eyed thing versus the Torch. Did you punch your way to victory?
You betcha. You betcha. Ben Grimm is always make short work of good old Johnny Blaze.
You say you love me, I say you better. You better, you better, you better. On the 25th? the 1st of 4th. You had Ian's Girl Magic versus Wolfsbane. I had to play this one like six times.
Huh.
Uh-oh.
Wolfsbane was just whooping on me, something fierce.
Does not bode well for me.
So that was what I was afraid of? Yeah, it was exact opposite. Magic got the job done in record time. Like, Wolfsbane got her green countdown tiles off, but then they didn't manage to actually go off. Like, Magic just pulled out that sword and cut her head off, and it was over.
Every time I tried to make a move, all it did was set up all the red matches for the computer. And I'm like, oh, no red for me. Oh, still no red for me. Oh, no, I'm dead.
Yeah, I'm not as optimistic as Ray, but his story did give me a little bit of
hope. If you can get the red, you're a winner. If you don't get the red, you lose.
Now, Ian has her at a 2-2-3, so that red isn't going to be nearly as strong. But
right. But I got to stop Wolfsbane from getting it.
Yeah.
I'm saying there's a chance.
Yeah.
So I'm saying there's a chance.
Number next is classic right here. Bubbles versus Pietro. Bubbles will crush him.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. Storyland. Web Wonder, I think, has a day left. That'll get you Black Panther, Pirate Kate, and some Electro Shards. Placement there is Magic and Null. Venom Bomb is next. That'll get you Psylocke, Magic to Null. Placement is Bubbles and some Odin Shards. That's followed up by Ian's Puzzle Gauntlet.
Woo.
And introducing insert new character here that we'll talk about shortly. PvP is between seasons. Right now you got Foul Play. That'll get you Widow. That'll get you Howard. Placement there is the Talosian and more Odin. Load up on all that Odin.
Yeah, I hope to.
Yeah. So in the news. All right, what do you want first? The new character or the teaser for the next character?
Oh, I think
let's go teaser.
Teaser, yeah.
Teaser? All right. Yep. Ian, you sitting down?
I am in. Yes.
All right. The teaser for the next 4-star is the other Stark Tech Marvel.
Is it Iron Cap from What If?
Sure. Let's go with
that. That would be my first guess.
I like it.
I just watched it. It was a solid episode. Captain Carter was pretty good.
Yeah, the first episode was good. Second episode, not so much. Third episode was good.
Okay. I didn't know there was a third, so I'll look into that.
Came out today, I believe.
Nice.
Today's is, you know, what happens if the Avengers get whacked before there's, you know, Avengers.
Oh.
Yeah, I did. I have not watched a single one of those yet, so that's I'll have to get on that.
Yeah, you should check those out. All right, so there's your clue. That's what we're going with. I like it.
I do too.
Your new character is movie tie-in, yes. Shang-Chi.
Sweet.
He is a 5-star of the red, purple, and blue variety. He is a hero, an Avenger, and Team Iron Man. Let's see what we got here. Red power, vital balance, 7 red. Destroy 3 chosen basic or team-up tiles. That restores health for each combo point he has. More on those later. Destroyed tiles deal damage, but do not gain AP. As you go up in level, at level 4, it destroys 4 tiles. At level 5, it's destroying 5 tiles. And maxed out, it is restoring 4,303 health for each combo point you have. Purple power, deadly hands, 7 purple. Convert a chosen basic or team-up tile into a critical. For every 5 combo points you got, convert one of the basic tiles surrounding the chosen tile to a charge tile. At level 5, it's creating a charge tile for each combo point you have. So that could be a bunch of them. Like, you could be surrounding that tile with all kind of charge tiles. The blue power. This is a passive called River of Blows. Here's where you're going to figure out these combo things. Whenever his team makes a red or purple match, you gain a combo point up to a max of 10. Each combo point increases his batch damage by a number. If he ends the turn without his team having made a red or purple match, you lose all the combos back down to 0. At level 5, you're increasing match damage of 133. At max level, you're increasing his match damage by 536. So that could add up to quite a bit. But man, you got to keep getting reds and purples every turn.
Yeah. 355?
Yeah, I think that's probably what
The board shuffle isn't that great, and nobody likes healing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's a true story.
I don't know. That's all I got.
Yeah. Store offerings. The cover store runs at 26 to the 5th. Chance to get him there. Increased chances on 10x and 40x pulls. There's the limited vault runs the 2nd to the 7th. There's a legendary store token in there and a Mantis cover. The legendary store running the 2nd to the 7th. 15% chance to get Shang-Chi, Infinity War Cap, and Yelena Blonie. Buy those tokens for 25 CP each. He's in the Venom Bomb is placement. The introducing event runs the 26th of the 2nd. He's a progression reward in Strange Sights. That's running the 30th of the 3rd. He's a placement reward in Smash Hit, which is the Hulk PvP. And his PvP is called Martial Awe. I like that. That's cute. The 29th of the 1st, rewarding tokens to that cover store. So there you go. Waiting to see that movie. Hope it's good.
I agree.
I anticipate enjoying it. We'll see how it goes.
That's also what I'm nervous about. I really want to like it.
Yeah, I really hope it's good. I've got high hopes. High apple pie in the sky hopes. In other news, Ray was contacted by one of our listeners, NB Perp, your other Norman. So he created a webpage, which is kind of a search engine for your characters. So if you're looking for people, this is right up Ian. You ready for this? This is made for you, buddy.
Yeah.
Need someone who can make a tactiles? With like 2 clicks, he'll give you all the characters who can do that. You want to find which characters all use X color? Click. It'll tell you all of them instantly right there.
Yeah.
Ray's going to put the link in the show notes.
Well, and actually, it's also, I'm putting it on Discord. If you go to puzzlewarriors3.com, there's some links on the right-hand side. It'll be called MPQ Index Site. He'll have to let me know if I should rename that to something a little bit more descriptive. But that's what I got for now. And he also gave me a little bit of a description. So it has several like tabs over to the left-hand side. So if you're on the Toons tab, this page has a list of all the characters, how many stars, their powers, a quick glance of the terms and teams that they have. Above the grid, there are checkboxes for each power, color, and star so that you can filter them. You can click on the column header, type in whatever string you want to filter by, so you can put in captain in the character field. You'll get everybody who has captain in their name. You can click on a team and you'll get a pop-up with everybody that's in that team. On the indexes, each of these pages shows a list of a list and usage of each term and team. So you can click on it to get a pop-up and then click the individual and it'll take you to their description page. There's also a color wheel that shows you the count of characters by color, pattern, and star level, and you can click a number and see the list of characters on the right. And then finally, there is a link for feedback. If you want to give some feedback, if you want to reply to your feedback, make sure to have in your contact info, make sure you've got the right email address. So, yeah, thanks. thanks for putting this together. I think it's a quick way to look through your characters and see who you should use, especially for like these puzzle gauntlets that are coming up.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I think it could be a very useful tool, especially since we don't have Gamependium. So, yeah. And again, he's looking for feedback as well, so feel free to fill it up.
Good deal. It's looked like a lot of work, and man, much appreciated. Looks like it's going to be very cool. Good job, Norman. What else you got for news?
I don't know. I had that. Ah. Any news on the northern side of the state?
None.
Okay.
None. Things are going... Like I said, I'm counting down the days till vacation.
Have you wandered over to watch any of the Little Leagues?
Not a one.
Mm. I'm watching some of it on ESPN.
I haven't done it yet. I don't think that this year is going to be my year. Someday.
Yeah, I keep telling myself that too, that someday I'm going to make that drive and actually go watch watch it live, and I've just never done it.
I even feel that there's somebody there you could visit with, so.
Yeah, but just saying, I've lived here since 93 and never once have made that trip up there.
Right. But, yeah. I guess I do have an update. Yeah, I survived whatever it was I caught last week.
Yeah.
Test came back negative, but we don't know if that's just because I wasn't, you know, propagating the virus or, I don't know, maybe the vaccine did its job.
False positives are way more common than false negatives.
Is that true? I thought the opposite was true.
I believe it is true. No, I was told the complete opposite. I was told what I just said aloud. Huh.
I have no idea.
Because if you have the vaccine, your body is suppressing the virus, so you may not be shedding. So I would imagine false negatives are possible. I don't know. Eventually, I'll get an antibody test, and we'll know. But until then, who knows? That's all I got.
Cool.
Okay. Let's move over then. Ian, hit me with the top three.
This week's top three is the top three. It's the combined list of wonders of the ancient and modern world. Let's see. Let's start with me this week. My number three was pulled from the modern list, and it was Petra.
Mm-hmm.
The cliffs in Petra, Jordan are what I would call super impressive.
That gets me one extra production for every desert tile.
Craig, I should have seen that coming, and I'm really disappointed in myself. All right, you can go ahead, Craig.
I went with the Great Wall because, man, that's a big wall.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and that causes everyone to have, you know, require one extra square of movement inside my territory. So that's pretty valuable, too.
I'm not going to buy that one. You had a perfect opportunity to sing me some songs from Mulan, and you blew it.
Oh, I know. The only thing I know about the Great Wall is, you know, from the City Walk guy. So.
Oh gosh darn Mongolians.
Wow.
What you got, Ray?
So my number three, I know Jeff is gonna kill me because he said it had to be number one, but it's not for me. My number three is the Colossus of Rhodes. It is a
bold,
massive statue. I mean, it was the size of Statue of Liberty, and it was made in prehistory, like two,
right.
Not prehistory, but like 280 BC or something. It's ridiculous.
I like it. I don't know why I didn't suspect that, but it just wasn't even on. I mean, obviously it was on with a finite list, but I went for my number two with the lighthouse at Alexandria for, you know, similar reasons. It's massive size, its ability to, you know, function as it did in, 600 BC? Somewhere in that zone?
Sure. I don't remember, but sure.
So, again, another unbelievable display of architecture.
My number two was the Colossus of Rhodes.
Two for the Colossus.
Well, I mean, you just tell me somebody took the time to build a giant statue of a naked guy? I mean, yeah. You know, that's impressive right there.
He had a cape.
He did. He was wearing a hat. He
probably had a spear, too. That's the theory, but there you go.
Nice.
Oh, hey, that takes us back
Ray,
to me, doesn't it? My number two, the Great Pyramid of Giza.
Ooh.
It's the oldest and largest of the pyramids. It's the oldest of the seven wonders of the ancient world and the only one that remains intact. So, I mean, that's just impressive, right?
Yeah,
it is. That's why it was my number one for that very reason.
Very nice.
My number one was the Great Pyramid of Khufu, you know, located in Giza.
Oh, okay.
That's who's buried there.
Allegedly.
Cheops, if you prefer, but it was Khufu.
Is he going to end up playing for the Green Bay Packers?
Yeah, that's right.
plow through these really quick. We're already to my number one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this beat out the pyramid for my number one because I've actually visited it. So that took it to the top of my list. Stonehenge.
Oh, I thought you'd be going for a different one that you visited.
The monument on the Salisbury Plain in Wiltshire. Stonehenge is...
One of my honorable mentions, I thought that you'd go with the Colosseum.
Oh, I haven't seen the Colosseum. That's in Italy, man. I haven't been to Italy.
I thought you guys perused over there when you went to Greece. You didn't go over to Rome?
Oh, no. Nope.
Oh, okay. Never mind, then.
Now, if the Parthenon or something were one of these, I don't know. It should have been on the list, but I don't know that it is, so.
Now I'm going to have the Stonehenge song stuck in my head. I don't remember how it goes. What's the deal with Stonehenge? Something like that.
I don't remember.
It's from the What's the Fox Say guy.
Oh, what does the fox say?
Oh, you're not singing Spinal Tap?
I am not, no.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm going with the What the Fox Say guy.
Well, then I have no idea.
Also, you're a man on an island with that reference, dude.
Ian, you got an honorable mention?
I don't.
All right, Ray?
I don't. I just made hard cuts.
I do, actually. Right. One that was on my list before it got supplanted was the Catacombs of Kom El Shakafa. Mm. These are catacombs in Turkey that were made during the Hellenistic period, and they have Greek, Roman, Egyptian carvings in them. It's crazy. Like, you'll have a carving of a woman in like a Greek dress with a Roman hairstyle holding an Egyptian scepter all in one carving. Like, I don't know who did this, but they were crazy.
I thought you said you were Spanish.
There you go. There's a picture. Samurai posted it up. Nice. It's got references to all the great civilizations of the time.
No, I'm an Egyptian from Scotland.
Architecturally, it was like they carved this out of solid stone, like somebody carving into like a subway station. Like, it's that level of architecture, and it's ancient. So
I've never heard of this place. That's crazy.
No, that sounds awesome.
It does look awesome.
I found out about it while researching catacombs for the D&D campaign.
Oh, well. No, we're going to get stuck in catacombs.
Spoilers.
All right, there you go. Your top three wonders of the world. Ian, hit me with trivia.
Yeah, sorry, I got to dig that up. I don't remember what I asked.
It's what's your middle name?
Nope, I could not have asked that. That does not sound like something I would ask.
What is your favorite color?
Green?
No, red.
I got to find the answer, too, because I feel like that's... Aha! In the movie The Avengers, where does Black Widow travel to find Bruce Banner?
There you go.
Did that happen? Yeah. Well, she was in Calcutta, India. I said Arby's. No one goes to the Arby's.
He did a big Montana. The Hulk's Hulk's got a big appetite.
That's gross and reasonable all at the same time.
The Montana.
All right. this week's trivia was made especially for Ray.
Uh-oh.
Kiss's first ever Marvel comic appearance was alongside what Marvel character?
Okay.
Wow. I'll have the answer for you next week.
I don't know this. I thought that they just had their own comic but had nobody else in it. Because they had the blood in their blood in the ink.
I do remember that. That was quite the promotion.
Hmm. All right. Well, I don't know.
Okay.
What's Wooly got going on?
Not too much this week, however. Let's go over to the D3 forums where TJR author said, I would think that the nickname for meme Loki is obvious. I think he's going for meme Loki.
Hmm.
I don't know. If it's not, then it's not obvious and I don't get it.
Yeah, I was going to say, if it's something other than that, I don't know. I don't know how much I love either of those.
he also said, hashtag justice for George's. Stinkpalm over on Reddit said, it's hard to dislike anything by Johnny Cash, in reference to our top three from last week. The man had a transcendent talent. You have to say Jolene by Dolly Parton. You don't. I mean, I don't.
It's a good song.
Right. Yeah, super
it's
good.
It's definitely one of her best. He says, what a fantastic voice and what a great song. And then third for me, a very recent talent. You are a sick man if you don't like Tennessee whiskey. That song is insanely good. Chris Stapleton is phenomenal.
It's so overplayed, though.
I don't...
You're overplayed.
I don't know that I've ever heard it, so...
Ugh.
Which should not be surprising.
He may have performed it once on Saturday Night Live. Or that could have been years ago. I don't know. I'm not plugged into these rock and or roll.
Hey, Marge, remember we used to make out to this
hymn? So, hey, that's it. We got a couple comments.
Nice.
Thanks, Willie.
All right, moving along then. Once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to
pump. And we just want to pump
you up.
All right, let's see what's going down this week. Daredevil, 3-star, is boosted. His ambush will do more damage. And I feel like he does damage with his purple as well when he clears off tiles. But I can't be sure. I may be conflating it with someone else. Deadpool, his whales will be more damaging. And his healing will be more healy. Gamora, she does stuff. A red, more damage. Or green's probably more damage. And their strike tiles, let's call them... Yep, they're strike tiles. Look, they're probably more potent. Quicksilver, he's doing stuff. He's fighting bubbles. His green's damageier. His blue AoE is damageier. Storm, same situation. Green gets a little more damagey. So does her attack tiles. Yes, attack. All right, I got pictures. I got words. See who is boosted. Agent Coulson, I love that guy. Yep, his yellow minions will do more damage or make bigger strike tiles, depending on what variety. The damage done before you swap the tiles in purple, and the damage after, but that'll be boosted. And, if his blue ever accidentally fires, it'll do a little more damage. Juggernaut, everyone seems to like him. His green will do more damage, and that's about it. But he's a great character, so even that little bump should be helpful. Punisher, to the max, appears to be boosted. His green AoE is boosted, better strike tiles, and a lot of damage from his black. Silk. I remember her. She's up to good things. She's making better special tiles, buffing those same tiles, and more damage out of her all wrapped up. And lastly, X-Force Wolverine is boosted. Green and black damage are boosted, and his healing damage for recovery is also boosted. The brand new, ever-popular 5-stars. Oh no, Beta Ray Bill is boosted. That doesn't bode well for anybody.
Why does it have a picture of the Talosian?
Maybe he was hit with a Beta Ray.
That's not a Talosian.
Yeah, see?
I don't know. What alien is that, then? That's not a Beta or a Ray or a Bill.
That's the false face that the little guy had. I can't describe it.
Oh, right. This was like a big puppet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I still don't get what it has to do with Beta Ray Bill.
I got nothing. I just know it's not a Talosian.
apparently Beta Ray Bill is a Corbinite, and this is a Corbomite.
Oh, nice.
Man, there I was go. Never going to get there.
No, but it makes total sense. As does the fact that Scuttlebutt will do more damage. He'll make better projectiles, and he'll do more damage with his blue. Oh, Lumbercap. He's boosted.
He's okay.
Yeah, he is. His red will do a lot of damage. The other things will remain unchanged.
Yeah, but that Rope-A-Dope should do a pile of damage when you've got it down to one person.
It seems like it. Let's see. Oh, Rescue! Maybe she's the other tech, Stark Tech Marvel. But she already exists, so it's unlikely that they will make two Rescues. Let's see what she does. More damage, more blue damage, and the projectiles get better as well. And lastly, Spider-Man. His, Green's doing more damage, as is his web shot. Let's see what Samurai has to say about all these characters. All right, if you see him, do not tell him 5-star PvP will be a slog this week, because he does not need that, because he already understands that it's going to be a slog.
Clearly.
I see where he's going. So let's talk about 4-stars this week. Punisher can do crazy things with strike tiles and damage, even when he's undercovered. Juggernaut. Green loves strike tiles too. So does Coulson's tech, secret tech. Yeah. Pair either of these guys with Max Punisher. Why not both? That seems nice. 3-star players should take a look at Daredevil and Quicksilver. You can use the blue so that Daredevil can stun, and then Quicksilver swaps things around and apparently will activate, to activate trap tiles for Daredevil. I like that. I like where your head's at. That's good thinking. So, that's who's boosted this week. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to Mystify. Mystify.
Hey, I forgot to ask before we went live. Are we doing topic 6?
Oh, I didn't look at the script.
Ray?
Yes. Oh, we definitely are.
Okay.
Ray has several in the queue.
Oh, okay.
He rallied.
You should refer to it not as topic 6, because I have no idea what those numbers mean.
Yep, I don't either. But we'll just call it Synergy Segment featuring Ray.
Team up time.
So, yes, as the team up time has been saved by listener Oberman, who sent me several possibilities. And I'm going to start with the lower level one because we've been doing some, you know, a couple fives recently. So here's some ideas to keep this great segment going. He put a note on this. This is a 2-star team. His note is, I've suggested this team before on your show, but it predated the Synergy segment, and I don't see it on the documented list. So, you've got Wolverine, again 2-star, Black Widow, and Storm. So, Wolverine and Black Widow pair to cover the entire rainbow, and are the heart of the team. The first goal here is to chase green and red for Wolverine, but you'll also be looking for an opportunity to match purple and blue for Black Widow, ideally after the enemy team has already gained some AP in those colors so that you can steal them with Black Widow's purple. Once you fire Wolverine's green and get some strike tiles on the board, the 1-2 punch of Black Widow's passive will both benefit from those strikes. The blue is best saved for Storm's amazing blue power. If you're using it on the second node of DDQ, you'll obviously want to fire Storm's blue on the second wave. A nice hidden feature in Black Widow's purple is that the cost is actually lower at 3 covers than it is at 4 or 5. In fact, at 3 covers, it's only 8 AP to fire. This means that you only need 2 purple matches, assuming that you're able to steal AP with each, to be able to fire that power. Naturally, Wolverine's red is a great nuke to use in the event that you can't get Storm's blue charged up. Also note that you will want to place Black Widow on the left, Wolverine in the middle, and Storm on the right. By doing this, you make sure that Wolverine is matching all of his colors and team-ups, and that Black Widow is matching her colors, thus protecting Storm and getting the double dip on her black passive. Wolverine, 5-5-3, you won't typically need his healing too much. Black Widow at a 3-5-5, though you won't use the blue, you definitely want the purple at 3 again because because of the cost. And Storm at a 5-5-3, although you likely won't be using her green, it's still a good option to have as a backup. So, there you go. Thanks to Oberman for incredibly detailed, timely response to keep the segment going. Really do appreciate it. And
I do too. Thanks, Keith Oberman. That was dope.
And thanks, as always, to Unify.
Unify.
It's got all that fat.
It was relatable. It was easy to follow.
Right.
All that fat ESPN money. Now he can just sit around playing Puzzle Quest.
Yeah. That's a dream.
It is. All right. Let's, Ian, you got Steam open.
I do.
Open a token, yo.
All right. Let's see what I got. See if we got any tokens lying around. I do. Let's see what happens. Oh, thank goodness. It's a 4-star. Riri Williams Ironheart.
All right, I don't have my iPad, so Greg, you open, and I'll be back.
All right, I've got 7, so 3 seconds here. Oh, first one's a purple.
Nice.
Odin, the Allfather, Spear of Heaven.
Ooh.
Number 2 is his sidekick, Valkyrie.
Nice.
Number 3, wow, apparently this is the all Asgard section. It's She-Thor.
Nice.
Number 4 is Melonhead.
Okay.
Then we've got Carolina Dean. I forgot she was even a character.
She comes and goes.
Gwenpool, Ian's favorite, some sploits. And rounding it out with Sam Alexander, the Nova. So
I really fell off a cliff there.
Odin. It was so solid with all the, you know, the Asgard stuff going on. It could have stayed with that. That would have been cool.
Yeah, that got dark in a hurry.
Yeah, it got sad.
All right, am I ready?
Do it, Doug.
I hope so.
all right. Okay. I'm torn. I don't know whether to open more or not. I still don't have an Odin. I'm going to need an Odin. But I've got Ronin champed, so I don't know. I think I'm just going with one for right now. And it is a 4-star, so no worries. Sam Wilson. Okay.
Five-bomb.
All right, I'm doing another one. It's another 4-star. But hey, it's a...
Was it a dive bomb?
At least it's a Colson, so I like Colson.
Okay. I hear he's boosted.
Right.
All right, there you go.
I'm
Thanks
done.
As always to the OG.
This guy.
Ian, tell me about all the podcasts that have to deal with wrestling.
Oh, my goodness. Last Wrestling Place, WrestleMania, the podcast, Wings on Wrestling, Profane Wrestling. It's crazy.
Speaking of wrestling, though, Ian, have you watched the new Star show, Heels?
What's it called?
Heels.
No, I have not.
It features the Green Arrow as a guy who runs a small town, local regional wrestling company.
Wow.
Two episodes are out right now.
Okay.
It's not bad.
Before I derail again, soon-to-be-named network at soon-to-be-named-network.com.
.com. I'm just saying, we can start up another pseudo-wrestling podcast where we just talked about that show.
We just talk about
it'd be that, very meta.
That particular...
Talking about a wrestling show that's about wrestling. How about that? anything
I'm
else?
I'm going to take that night off.
Yeah, anything else for the good of the order?
Negative.
I think I'm good.
Samurai says you can watch it while wearing high heels and call it Heels and Heels. I like that. That's good. All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us this week. Comment suggestions. Ray needs some reading to do during the week. He gets lonely. Shoot him his way. If you want to throw us a bone, click on that Amazon banner at the top of our page or head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3. So that's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, look upon my works, ye mighty, and despair. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.